This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Moderna is seeking U.S. and European approval for its COVID-19 shots. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Moderna is asking regulators to allow emergency use of its vaccine as new study results confirm the tests offer strong protection. Moderna's vaccine has been created with the National Institutes of Health. Results from over the weekend suggest the vaccine is more than 94% effective. Moderna says the shot's effectiveness and a good safety record so far, with only temporary flu-like side effects, mean the vaccine meets the requirements set by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use before the final stage testing is complete. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be his Treasury Secretary and announced other members of his economic team Monday, the Biden transition team said in a statement. The Democrats' picks include Wally Adameo as Deputy Treasury Secretary, Neera Tanden as Director of the Office of Management and Budget, and Cecilia Rouse to lead the Council of Economic Advisers, according to the transition team. Britain's foreign minister says his country and the European Union are heading into a, quote, very significant, end quote, week as talks over a trade deal enter their final days with serious differences yet to be resolved. The EU's negotiator told reporters in London that work continues as both sides look for a deal to prevent disruption to almost $1 trillion of trade at the end of December. If you'd like to know more about these or any of the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran held a funeral service Monday for nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, whose killing Friday has drawn threats of retaliation from Iranian leaders. Defense Minister General Amir Khatami said at the service, Fakhrizadeh's death would make Iranians more united and determined, and that the country would continue his work, quote, with more speed and more power, end quote. Meanwhile, a top Iranian official said Monday Fakhrizadeh was killed in a new type of complex operation, blaming arch foe Israel and an exiled opposition group. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council told state TV the operation used electronic equipment and no one was present at the scene. Monday, Russia condemned the killing of the scientist last week, saying, quote, we express our serious concern over the provocative nature of this terrorist act, end quote. Afghan forces say they've killed the Taliban mastermind of a suicide car bomb attack that left at least 30 security personnel dead, officials said Monday. Hamza Wazratani was killed in an airstrike overnight in the eastern province of Ghazni, where the bomber struck an Afghan military base Sunday. The Afghan Defense Ministry released a statement saying they also killed seven other terrorists. Sunday's attack was one of the deadliest in months, targeting government forces in Afghanistan, where violence has surged since the start of peace talks between President Ashraf Ghani's administration and the Taliban in Qatar. The OPEC oil producers club will meet virtually Monday to mull over an extension to production cuts as the coronavirus pandemic continues to weigh on global demand. Ministers from the cartel will start meeting via video conference at 1 p.m. GMT Monday and hope they can turn a page on a disastrous year. The 13 members to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, want to avoid a repeat of the collapse in prices seen in April in the beginning of the pandemic. Merriam-Webster has announced its annual Word of the Year. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabrielle reports you shouldn't have to think hard to guess what it is.
The editor-at-large for Merriam-Webster says the choice of pandemic probably is not going to be a big shock. Not only is it a technical term for a widespread outbreak of disease, but it's become a mainstream word in 2020. Pandemic first began trending online in January. It really took off in March after the World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus as a pandemic. Searches for pandemic that day alone were 115,806% higher than those for the same date a year ago. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.